Speaker 1.
I'd always been relatively healthy and spent hardly any time in hospitals as a lad. Rather than finding them intimidating, I was always curious about how these places functioned and what went on behind the scenes. I found the idea of x-rays, scans and lab tests particularly intriguing, even back then. In fact, it was this intrigue that influenced my decision to study radiology. I feel confident that my choice of profession was the right one, and I'm glad to be giving something back to the community.
Speaker 2.
I always had a deep sense of foreboding when it came to hospitals. Even if I was just visiting a relative who was there for something minor, I couldn't help feeling that they were suffering and I was petrified that they might die at any moment. Even when I had a small routine operation a few years back, despite the friendly professional staff and modern equipment, I was a bit panicky at first. But I decided it was high time I confronted my demons. I focused on why I was there and managed to overcome my fears, and since then my self-esteem has improved tremendously.
Speaker 3.
In my youth, I never particularly wanted to be there, yet I felt no fear or anxiety when visiting hospitals. However, as I've grown older and wiser, I've come to realize that the likelihood of contracting a disease in a hospital is a very real possibility. With all these superbugs that are highly resistant to modern drugs, it has become a very real concern. I can't help feeling a bit uneasy nowadays as I have regular physiotherapy sessions at the hospital. I haven't taken to wearing a mask yet, but I do wipe my hands clean with disinfectant as soon as I get out of the building. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Speaker 4.
I hated going inside hospitals when I was a little girl. It wasn't that I was afraid, exactly. I just couldn't stand being in that alien environment with its funny smell and weird lighting. I always found the stark surroundings creepy and felt they were intended to conceal the germs and diseases that pass through the hospital corridors. I suppose I've always had a vivid imagination, but that's useful to me now. You see, in my spare time, I write stories, and although I haven't had anything published yet, I often draw inspiration from a setting like a hospital ward, and the plot just seems to fall into place.